21st and foremost, just give me your thoughts on that. I know it's just immediately after the game there, a win for Sligo on penalties. Probably you look back and you say it's a game maybe you should have won in normal time.
Yeah, most definitely. It's a game that we were actually probably in control actually for large parts of it, but Leitrim kept fighting and coming back. And it just wasn't play, I suppose, at the end of it all. That and a mixture of the shooting chances that we had and failed to take, you know. So I think my early reflection of this game is that it was a hugely entertaining game for a crowd that totally got into it, and they were really raucous, engaged crowd there, which is great to see in Tantra Cup.
Yeah, it's a fantastic atmosphere. It's been remarked here, one of the best atmospheres that's been seen here around Carrick and Shannon for a long number of years. When you look back at it there, some of the players, obviously Ibrahim off the bench, made a big impact today as well.
Yeah, I suppose that's what they're for, you know. And when the game goes this long, so a lot of players get a lot of cramp. And they create space. Nathan Rooney created a couple of space and scored in there. Scored a penalty in the end. Brian Egan got a penalty. And they didn't come on to hit penalties, because obviously we didn't plan that. But it worked out well in the end. Colin Byron came in then around the midfield and had things around the middle. So like, to be fair, your bench is there for a reason, mm-hmm. not just they carry, and today they contributed to it, which is great.
Talk to me about the contribution of Aidan Devaney at the very end. You need a big goalkeeper to save big penalties.
Yeah, well, that's what Aidan does. Like, the man is huge in nets, and he's a character, as are most keepers, to be fair to them. Like, but when you're in a situation where it's one-on-one and people's under pressure, Aidan's relaxed, and he performed well the last day against London, and he performed superb here today.
Talk to me now going forward and into the semi-finals of the competition. You know, the point was made to me earlier, you got out of jail, some would say maybe against London, penalties today, is it a game maybe that is a competition maybe that Sligo could go all the way in?
Well, I think that's looking a wee bit far, to be fair. We're the last Division 4 team left. We're up now against three very good Division 3 teams in Westmead, Offaly and Cavan. So listen, you know, we're going out to Crow Park in there to try and first and foremost put the spade to get together and see how that goes. You know, it's been 2015, I understand, since anybody from Sligo seniors have been last in Crow mm-hmm. Park. So this is new for almost this entire team. There's four of this team has been in Crow Park before.
And finally, what you've seen here today, Tony, I presume a glowing endorsement in many ways for the Tailteann Cup, maybe localising it, having it a regional basis leads to local derbies like this, and as a result of that you got a cracking atmosphere.
Yes, I suppose that's looking at it positively. You know, we would have liked, I suppose, it to be an open competition initially, but what you get with the localised competitions is this atmosphere and it's the competitive games, and the value of the Tailteann Cup is playing teams that's at the same level as you so that you can compete. To be fair, like, we're not competing against Mayo and Galway and Roscommon at this moment in time, but we can compete against Leitrim, London and whoever else is left in Tailteann.